Before Christmas, and all through the
house. Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza. The best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. How do you make a tissue dance?
I don't know. How do you make a tissue dance?
You put a little boogie in it.
Yeah. A boogie like Christmas wrap?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm jamming in the studio.
Stop talking like that.
Now it's time for this week's big word of the week. Now, if you'd like to send us in suggestions for big word of the week, joke of the week, or any of these other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at bruhversbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at logo sign thing outlook.com. Now it's time for this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is quixotic. Quixotic means exceedingly idealistic, unrealistic, and impractical.
Sounds like something that's very fast and exotic.
Why?
Because it's quixotic. Yes.
Oh, quick and exotic. Yes. No. Okay. What does it mean to you?
What's the definition of it? Just said that. Nope, I didn't
quixotic, know that. Which is spelled Quixotic. Means exceedingly idealistic, unrealistic, and impractical.
Something that is an inanimate object, like a rock. You're quixotic. Because you're fake, I think.
No.
Impractical. Like what's when you get one of those Christmas trees, and then none of the branches or anything fall off, and they're all weird. You just said something that's fake.
Okay, anyway, now it's time for this week's climate change activist, which Shane has for us.
This week's climate change activist is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke. James Lovelock. English environmentalist Lovelock is an independent scientist who proposed the Gaia theory that the world, humans, and the environment are all interconnected. He made frequent warnings about the dangers of damaging the environment. So he helped us. Thank you, James Lovelock, for loving the Earth. Wow. Yes! So I made that up.
Sounds like he helped the environment.
Yeah, and he loved the Earth.
So, if you guys would like to send us in a climate change activist, or any of the other segments I'm about to go through, you can contact us at rubbishbro@outlook.com, and you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Cars. Vroom, vroom.
Cheeto Puffs.
Yes. Big posters that say, bruh versus bruh. Bruh versus bruh.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And much more. So, now that you know that, we can continue with the podcast. This week, it's time for this or that question, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. So, this week's this or that question is blue or red? Dayton, what do you say?
I choose blue because blue is better than red because I don't like NC State. Your veins are blue. North Carolina Tar Heels are blue. Carolina Panthers are blue, but I like the Browns, but they're blue. Yes.
So,
and it looks better on a cupcake. Red just looks scary.
All right. No,
What?
So, I guess I have to choose red.
Yes, you do.
The reason I like red is because red is an iconic color.
Why?
For everything.
Why?
Just because it...
Why?
Okay. All right. Answer my anything question. Looks good in red. That's all I gotta say.
Anything looks good in blue.
Why'd you say that? Okay, now it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
This week's book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. I don't know why I keep saying stuff like that. This week's book is Escape by Sid Fleischman. How did he walk through walls, escape drowning, and shatter iron chains that were tightly wrapped around him? The rare photos in this book might help you figure it out. So might the exclusive update about the rumor that Houdini was poisoned, but just remember, a true magician never reveals his tricks. And this book is about Houdini, if you didn't know that. Because no one else can walk through walls. I mean, I can, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. So it's about Houdini and his tricks that he's performed throughout his career. Is that right?
Yes, sir. His other trick is dying. Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. Now it's time for this week's climate fact. This week's climate fact is a separate budget of $40 million U.S. dollars has been allotted for climate change research since 1990.
1990. That's...
not that much.
That's 30 years. 40 million or billion, I don't know what you said.
So. 40 million.
Okay, so that's like $1.5 million a year.
It's kind of trash.
That's kind of sad for one country, but it's okay.
Anyway, if you know, that's just... we always have a climate fact so you guys can learn about climate and stuff like that, which we're doing for the rest of December, but I think we're going to change in January. So...
yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, anyway, as we get into the end of this week's podcast, it's time for this week's quote of the week, which comes from Jane Goodall. You cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of a difference you want to make. Said by Jane Goodall. So, Dayton, what does that mean to you?
If you want to make a difference, it better be a good difference. Yes.
All right. So you perceived it?
Yes.
Okay. If you would like to send us in at brothersbrotalec.com what you thought the quote meant, you can contact us again at brothersbrotalec.com. And now it's time to give some shout-outs to some listeners.
The Grove Presbyterian Church basketball team, which is including Dayton, who I don't really know, Romeo, Vance, Ramir, Elijah, Nixon, Bryson, and Moses. Coach Martin and Coach Self, who I also don't know. And now, the people who make us possible.
Our producer slash director, P.L. Self. And this week, our song is Christmas Rapid by Curtis Blow.
Our team mom slash cutie, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Guys.
Next time, goodbye.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.